We got a guy who is very familiar with D.C., very familiar with the Caps, and he's been the Capitals TV analyst on NBC Sports for quite some time. Here is Craig Laughlin. How you doing, Craig?
Hey, guys, I'm good. He needs more than a day and a half of partying. It's a week and a half of BMAC.
How much partying have you been doing over the past 24 hours?
A lot. Actually, I'm sipping an IPA right now.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
IPA.
Yeah, well, I didn't get into like 3, got up at 8. And now, you know, it's happy hour time here. Isn't there a time change or something here in Washington? I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not
5 o'clock.
At the clock.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. Just keep that in mind. You're all good. You're all good.
How awesome was it for you? How awesome was it for you just being around the team and seeing what they've been through and with Ovi through the whole time? It's just, it's pretty incredible, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah. I mean, I've been through it all since 82, so it's been sort of, you know, a lot of ups and downs and great teams and lack of success in the postseason. And then the arrival of Ovi has set this town afire. And everybody keeps saying, well, to make him the superstar, he's going to have to win a Stanley Cup, even though I don't think that's quite true. But definitely on a lot of people's mind, it was special for this town. I mean, the town was absolutely jammed. I had a viewing party. We went from Tampa Bay. Game 6, we had 12,000 in the building downtown, plus people outside. Then we went to the next series. We had 15,000 in for the Vegas game, out in Vegas, Game 2. And then we had last night 20,000 people jammed into Capital One, and then thousands and tens of thousands outside. So it was spectacular. There were 70,000 people that signed up to get a ticket at 1 p.m. and the tickets were gone like by 1:05 for the 20,000 that could get into the building yesterday. So it was spectacular.
Amazing. At what point, I mean, you're around this team daily, so let's fast forward here just into the beginning of the playoffs. You guys lose the first couple games at home, and at what point during this run did you think to yourself, we're either destined or this is a special team that can do something special?
I think we were destined game 3, I think, against Columbus. I think when we walked in there, could easily be 3-0, and Lars Eller gets a quadruple ricochet off of whatever potty part that it counts, and it goes in, and all of a sudden, to me, that was a sign of destiny, because we had actually outplayed them game 1 and game 2, but ended up losing in OT. So that was the turning point of the series. I think you put that down as a turning point. I think you put Burakovsky's couple of goals in game 6 against Tampa Bay as turning points. You put the save down by Braden Holtby in game 2 in Vegas as a turning point for the Caps, that all of a sudden, you know, in the past, that puck would have been in. It would have been tied. They probably would have won in overtime. And all of a sudden, this team would be thinking, what just hit them again? Instead, they had tremendous resolve. And that was the biggest change, guys. I've watched this team on nauseam for years and years and years. Number one, they did not compete as hard as this team competed. And that was something that Barry Trotz addressed the team close to the end of the season and said, we got to compete harder. Look at this guy. And they showed tape. This guy's not, shouldn't beat us out of the corner with a puck. You guys are bigger and stronger than this guy. You can't allow that to happen. So he sort of read him the riot act, and everybody bought in. So the resolve was better than it's ever had. The mental toughness, just taking it day by day rather than looking at the big picture, was a huge success for this team. And I think the fans embraced it. I think the fans embraced the style that Caps ended up playing at the end of the season, more so than the fancy stuff that we were doing last year and the year before, where we could score 6 or 7, but we'd allow 5 or 6. So this year, totally different.
We're chatting with Craig Laughlin, who's a Capitals TV analyst for NBC Sports in Washington. He said he's been covering this team since the early 80s, and they win their first cup in franchise history last night. And Ovechkin ends up with the Conn Smythe, and we've had legacy conversations on this show pertaining to many, many different players in many different sports. But Ovechkin's a guy that always comes up. And outside of Washington, he can be a polarizing figure, which I think has, quite frankly, been unfair. I mean, the guy's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. He's one of the great players of all time. But in Washington, D.C., paint that picture for us, Craig. What does a Stanley Cup and a Conn Smythe do for the legacy of Ovechkin in Washington?
with that last night, he becomes the greatest athlete ever to be here in this town. And that's looking at the great Redskins teams and Joe Theismann and Riggins and Les Grimm and the 92 series in Super Bowl and the Nats, great players because they haven't won it yet, even up the road. In Baltimore, I think he's looked at probably in the same light now as the great Cal Ripken. I would think that's the closest he would be. He would be even with him because Cal had a tremendous career and won a championship and all that good stuff. So I think it cements him. But what more importantly, guys, that it does for Ovechkin and his Caps is that we have moved up a notch in this town. You know, it was always a football town. It's always will be a Redskin football town when it comes to amount of fans that watch it. But I think last night proved it with our TV ratings, the highest ratings ever. One of two homes here in the DMV, which is the District, Maryland, Virginia, were tuned into the Capitals Game 5 in Vegas last night, which is unheard of. It's the highest ratings ever. The fan support outside the building was absolutely crazy, but under control. The police had no issues with hockey fans, absolutely nothing like other events that have been held here in this town. So kudos to everything that happened last night. Now Alex Ovechkin is a polarizing figure in this town. He is polarizing. The way he played, the way he led. And I think, you know, Jamie and Jeff could best tell you that he led by example, and that we have seen Alex Ovechkin from his arrival in, you know, 10 or 13 years ago, whatever it is, develop his leadership qualities. And to me, it was tip-top in this playoff series. He played the best he's ever played, guys. 32 years old. You know, I guess you can teach somebody old tricks because he learned a lot. He learned how to lead. He learned how to play a 200-foot game. And he is a polarizing figure. He is a guy now, honestly, that could have a monument here. And if you have a monument in Washington, you are big time.
Craig, what's the plan coming up here? They land. They're going to obviously party for a couple days and wash a parade. Yeah. Like, what's the game plan going forward?
Okay, the game plan is we just did a show on our network of the plane actually landing. They had a water cannon salute, which is two big fire trucks that throw water way up in the air and it lands on the plane. They got off the plane. Ovi and Backstrom carried the Stanley Cup off. Ovi just about dropped it, by the way, but quickly grabbed it with the other hand, walking down the stairs. They got off. I'm sure there's going to be some hijinks going on today and tomorrow. And then on Pennsylvania Avenue, they're going to have a huge celebration. They expect over 100,000 people or more to celebrate the Stanley Cup on Tuesday, 11 a.m., the procession will start. And then we'll have a boatload of speakers and everything and bringing the cup in along with the mayor, the owner. I'm sure we'll speak Mr. Leonsis. And it's just going to be a fun-filled Tuesday here in town, and the fans are already gearing up for it, guys. It's just crazy. They're already getting set for our parade on Tuesday.
Well, enjoy all of it, Craig. Obviously, you've been along for the ride for a long time. It sounds like you are enjoying it so far, and it's going to be a fun few days ahead. So best of luck down there, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
Here's Craig Laughlin, color analyst. Love down it. In D.C.
Into an IPA.
Right into an IPA.
I don't even know what the hell an IPA is.
I think it's a beer.
Indian Pale Ale.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I don't know.
For the most part. But I'm a cool beer brewery kind of guy. That's what I support on a Friday night.